We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments, as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about an interesting dialogue that occurs between the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and one of the famous judges appointed by Harun al-Rashid, Harun, of course, being the Abbasid Caliph. So the judge that was appointed by the Abbasid Caliph, then his name was Hafs ibn Ghiyath. So Hafs ibn Ghiyath, he was a famous judge from the city of Kufa, and he was appointed by the Abbasid Caliph Harun al-Rashid, and he considered himself to be a great jurist, a great faqih, but also many around him considered him to be a great faqih, and of course this is one of the reasons why he was appointed to be a judge. Of course at that time, and even sometimes at this time, one who is appointed to be a judge, there are various considerations, especially at that time. They had to be close to the Abbasid political establishment to be able to have a seat at the table, if you will. So one day, this individual, Hafs ibn Ghiyath, he came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, "I have reached a high level in judgment, but sometimes I am uncertain about religious rulings. Can you guide me? May I rely on my own opinion when the book, the Holy Quran, and the Sunnah are silent?" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, "Is your source the book, the Quran, and the Sunnah?" Hafs replied, "Yes, but I also rely on my own opinion. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, do not prefer your opinion over Allah's ruling. Whenever you come across a verse or a hadith or a tradition that contradicts your opinion, set aside your opinion. Never judge based on your own whims, even if it hurts your friends or benefits your enemy. Judgment is a trust from Allah, not a tool for career advancement. If you hear two different opinions from two different scholars, see which one is more in line with the Quran and which one is more pious. Do not take a corrupt scholar as proof. Know that Allah is with the just judge. Hafs ibn Ghiyath wept profusely, but he did not resign from his judgeship, though he decided to pursue justice. There are so many beautiful lessons in this conversation that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Hafs ibn Ghiyath. We find that the priority when it comes to judgment is the Quran and the Sunnah. We must always stay away from personal taste or personal opinion. Many times we put forth our own opinion to be the religion, and this is considered to be a sin. The second thing, of course, that we learn is that if we are in a position of judgment or management, it is truth that must always prevail, even if it is to our detriment. And of course, the piety of a judge is incredibly important. If a person lacks piety, their knowledge will also be useless. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
But this is exactly how they treated the Ahlul Bayt, Bani al-Abbas. In that period, when there is so much noise, there is a man by the name of Ja'far al-Sadiq who's teaching the world, who has a university. The Abbasi Caliph sent the Imam to exile for 2 years, and the Imam created 900 circle of students. 900, go read history. They say that when you would enter Kufa, there would be 900 circles and classes, all stating Haddathana Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq. Then he came back to Kufa, he came back to Medina. And when he came back to Medina, today you go to the Hanafis, their Imam is Imam al-Sadiq. The Imam, the teacher of their Imam is Imam al-Sadiq. You go to the Malikis, their Imam is Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. The teacher of their Imam is Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. This is an undeniable fact. But when you go to somebody like Imam al-Shafi'i, you know who was his teacher? As-Sayyida Nafisa bint al-Imam Hassan, bint al-Hassan al-Abjal, the granddaughter of Imam Hassan. She lived in Egypt, an honorable scholar. She was a student of Imam al-Sadiq, and she married his son Ishaq. And she went to Egypt, and she became the teacher of all the ulama of Egypt, including Imam al-Shafi'i. So Imam al-Shafi'i is the student of the student of Imam al-Sadiq, a woman from the Ahlul Bayt, a woman from the school of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Imam taught. The Imam had different students. Some of them were Jabir ibn Hayyan, teaching him science and algebra and chemistry. And some of them, they had to teach them simple things such as Tawheed. Tawheed. So many expansions, so much land, so much territory, Muslims didn't even know Tawheed. So the Imam commissioned one of his students, Al-Mufaddal bin Umar, and he taught him Tawheed, the basics of Tawheed. Today, if you want to know Tawheed of Islam, you have to go to Mufaddal bin Umar, who learned from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.